Rush in the gun. Through the air, 22 of 40. Drops back. Hit from behind. Ball joint free. But then it was picked up, and then it was knocked free again by Petrie. And then picked up on the play by Barnett, who went from the 20 to the 10 to the 5. Houston has scored on a fumble recovery touchdown by Derek Barnett.
Highlights like that made for Kevin Harlan on Westwood One. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Dallas Cowboys lose last night, 34-10. Perloff, a little too on the nose that a piece of sheet metal fell from the ceiling of Jerry World, as if we didn't know that the Cowboys season was collapsing.
That's a good analogy. This is a total aside, but did you see they had to weld the second piece of sheet metal that was falling to the ceiling? They're a bit of a mess.
But that's solution-based.
It's so weird for the NFL to schedule a preseason game in the middle of the season. Like, did that feel like a preseason game? Like, first of all, who are these players that line up? I think they made up a tight end on the Cowboys. I've never heard of that man in my life. And the Texans won the game big, but really didn't play well. So it felt like just a bizarre, from the get-go, you're right, 2 hours before the game, that game went off the rails.
Yeah, and you know what? Two things about it. Number one, for Dallas, we know the season's not over officially, but it's over. And I don't understand why there's going to be this hesitancy not to go to Trey Lance. I mean, there's like literally nothing else left here. Unless you feel like Cooper Rush can help you evaluate pieces on your offense better. But Kenny, number one, and two, you're losing offensive linemen left and right. Yeah. I mean, everything is just going badly here. Might as well have a quarterback who can run a little bit and see what you have there.
You don't want to evaluate Brevin Spann Ford, the tight end who got five targets, or Luke Schoonmaker who got 10 targets, or you go down this list, Ryan Flournoy.
Flournoy.
Yeah, he's, by the way, great in preseason, but this is generally, this season, you said the season's not technically over. It's technically
over. It's over, yeah.
It's over. So, yeah, why aren't they going to Trey Lance? Do you have an answer for me?
I mean, you want me to get into Jerry's head? No shot. I don't know. I don't want to live in there. Yeah. It's scary in there.
Cooper Rush made about 10 really good throws and 10 god-awful throws.
Yeah, and you know, it's like the thing about CeeDee Lamb, you know, Lamb had a couple nice catches last night, 8 receptions, 93 yards on 12 targets. But again, we get it. Mm-hmm. It's not Dak. It's Cooper Rush. So when he throws behind you, we don't need the big arms in the air like, bad body language and stuff like that.
Who did that, CD?
Yeah. It's a mess. It's a mess. And you know what's crazy?
Yeah.
It felt like it was a Texans home game. We'll get to the Texans side of this. It sounded like it. They mentioned it in the broadcast. It was all Texans fans. Obviously, you don't have to travel very far between Houston and Dallas. But, I mean, not just that. The Dallas home field advantage just has disappeared.
Yeah.
Fifth straight home game where they lose by 20 or more points.
Is that, when's the last time that happened? I know the answer.
Go ahead.
Never.
It's the worst time ever.
First time in NFL history that the Cowboys are doing that.
Is that building cursed? You got to need some Kyrie Irving sage in there.
Yeah.
I don't know. Some kind of medium.
But I think it's unfair to even blame like one person, like the falling sheet metal, Cooper Rush, CeeDee Lamb. How about the fake punt that got sniffed out and fell apart? How about the double strip sack that we started? Is that called a double strip sack? I don't even know what to call that, that we started the show off with.
Yep.
There were so many little things that went wrong. And yet somehow, 34-10, that was not a 34-10 game. The Cowboys were right there. They had exactly the same number of yards, basically, as the Texans did last night. They just found a way to screw up everything.
Yeah. The Texans' offense is not what I want it to be. Does that make sense? You know, Stroud, we think, is this really upper echelon quarterback. He can make some really great throws. And we've seen quarterbacks come in to Jerry World and embarrass the Cowboys. Lamar Jackson did it. Your boy Jalen Hurts did it. Hell, Derek Carr did it. There have been quarterbacks who came in and just made the Cowboys look silly. Jared Goff embarrassed the Cowboys. CJ Stroud didn't do that. And in fact, it was the defensive touchdown that we played for you. That, what did you call it? The double
strip sack. Maybe?
Double strip sack sounds like something you'd order at a steakhouse. But that's really what broke the game open ultimately. And then for the first time in five games, the Texans were able to actually score a touchdown in the second half of an NFL game.
Yeah.
This offense is good. It's not what I thought it was going to be.
Well, they're actually kind of conservative. I mean, if you look in the red zone, one reason C.J. Stroud does not really drop back in the red zone much. It's almost handoff, handoff, handoff. Bobby Slowick loves a handoff on early downs. It killed them last year in the playoffs. I'm not sure. I don't blame Stroud. He had one interception last night, but it was a fourth down play. It was a terrible throw. I don't know what happened to him, but it wasn't really an interception because they would have turned it over on downs. They're just a very conservative team. I think it's a D'Amico Ryans going back to 2019 San Francisco kind of play. Like, they just want to play defense and hammer you. And eventually that defense just took over the game. Yep. I was surprised it took them that long.
Well, you need some, you know, injuries on the offensive line for the Cowboys. And then without your starters out there, Cooper Rush can't get away from anything. He's not going to get away from Danielle Hunter. Like, that's just a mismatch.
But the funny thing, in the first half, Cooper Rush had all the time in the world. He was just sitting back there, which was weird because Zach Martin came in the game really hurt. Terrence, you know what the problem is? I keep on reading Cowboys writers. Terrence Steele is having the worst season of any lineman in the league, and he's their veteran. So it's just a mess. And somehow, Houston, you're right. There's just something a little bit off. They'll probably win that division because it's the AFC South.
Yep.
They just don't feel like a real AFC contender right now.
No, I don't see them as a Super Bowl team. And granted, listen, Nico Collins was out for a lot of games. He's back. They lost Stephon Diggs for the season. Will Anderson is out right now. You're mixing, missed a few games. So you've had guys shuffling in and out of the lineup. But again, maybe there's an extra gear.
Well,
and
you
start
saw
hitting their stride at the end of the season.
I mean, you saw the game open up with a 70-yard touchdown by Nico Collins. It was called back for stupid illegal man downfield. Like, Nico Collins seems to be the special sauce. And I don't have the snap percentage, but he disappeared for a huge chunk of the first half. Then came back and was awesome. So maybe that's like they need their number one receiver to be really functioning.
Sure.
And obviously, it would be nice to have Stephon Diggs, too.
Well, he's out for the season, unfortunately. Yeah. That's a blow.
I think that's maybe we're underestimating the impact of the Nico Collins, Stephon Diggs injuries. I mean, that's a lot of teams. If you lose your 1A and your 1B, you would be struggling.
Well, lucky for them, Nico's back. They do still have Tank Dell. And they've got Mixon, who looks healthy, and he was effective last night.
Yeah. So. Mixon is good, not great. I will say that too. Like, he's a high volume runner. You know, he broke a couple long ones. He had a 45-yard run, and then he'll go down the line a lot of times. 20 carries, 109 yards, a big chunk of it on one play.
So here's the other thing about, let's talk about this from the Cowboys' perspective for a moment, because, you know, the Texans, they're going to move on. They have everything in front of them. They've got so much to play for. Maybe you and I aren't as impressed about the offense, but again, they've had a lot of injuries. So now we're looking at the long goodbye here for this season of the Dallas Cowboys. This is going to be some painful stuff. And maybe there's a couple more wins on the schedule. You got to play the Giants. You know, you get to play Carolina. Maybe there are some wins here, but it doesn't matter. At this point, you really want to be going for the highest draft pick possible. Here is Jerry Jones. Manny, can I get cut 18, please? Jerry Jones rejecting the notion that Mike McCarthy has lost the locker room.
Well, I can tell you in there right now with the kind of careers a bunch of those guys have, kind of the prospects of their futures, the competitors they are. I don't worry one ounce about losing anything as far as in the family of losing a team.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. They were giving effort last night. They lost 34-10. I don't think the effort, Perloff, is a problem, but quite frankly, I just can't tell the difference because they're not. It doesn't look like nobody's quitting, but they're still losing. So is there any shot Mike McCarthy gets to keep his job here? No, right?
No. Okay. I don't think so. I mean, I agree with you. The effort wasn't bad. Micah Parsons tried to fight his friend, C.J. Stroud, at the end of the game. Like, he's fired up, and he's obviously pretty upset at what's going on. People think Parsons is not in football. Watch him. Watch the speed he plays with in a fourth quarter blowout. Like, that guy does not let up. I think he's a really good player. Yeah, I don't think Mike McCarthy has any chance. So you're right. You're thinking about the future, which makes the next whatever how many games I have left, 7 games, just painful to watch. It's just going to be bad.
Yeah.
Even if you go to Trey Lance, like, who's Trey? Trey Lance has an injured line in front of him and no receivers beyond CeeDee Lamb.
Still got to go to him. Got him.
Yeah, you got to go to him, but I don't think anyone has any faith that it's going to go anywhere.
Let's hear from McCarthy. How about cut 12 here, Manny? Regrets not going to Trey Lance for a series in this game.
You know, I think the one thing I should have did at the end, and I just, you know, I didn't do it. Was put Trey in there. I could have gotten him a series. That's one thing that I would second guess myself on.
I mean, there's a couple other things to second guess from the game. The fake punt, maybe the going forward on fourth and two. I actually am not going to kill McCarthy for that. I think that was the right move. Okay, so that's Mike McCarthy saying he regrets not getting Trey Lance in for a series. Here's Jerry Jones minutes later. It's like SpongeBob SquarePants. 5 minutes later, here's Jerry Jones, who still thinks Cooper Rush is QB1 and gives them the best chance to win.
I think our best chance is to have Rush in here. Okay. And the goal is to win the game.
I mean, who are you fooling anymore? I guess you have to say that publicly, but fans are smarter these days, Perloff. Mm-hmm. I think anytime you go to a stadium, sure, you want to see your team win. But no Cowboy fan in the right mind is going to get upset if you go to Trey Lance when you're 3-7 and the season is spiraling down the tubes.
Yeah. But I think coaches and even Jerry Jones, GMs in this case, do want to win these games. You'd much rather go, I know, like as a fan, you want your team to be 4-13, but as a coach, you would much rather be 7-10.
But like, we just established that there's really nothing that can save Mike McCarthy, we don't think, at this point. And if there's any GM who's got job security, I think it's Jerry.
Right, but Jerry would have to force him to play Trey Lance, because Mike McCarthy certainly wants to win these games. He doesn't want it on his record. Because I'm assuming Trey Lance, with this particular setup, is not going to win a lot of games.
Probably not.
I mean, Cooper Rush clearly is good enough to win games. I mean, that... He saved Cooper Rush for a lot. He threw for 360 yards yesterday. I agree. I mean, he does give him a better chance to win, I'm assuming, right? Like, what do we know about Trey Lance? Trey Lance has never thrown for 350 yards in a game.
No, but I think the only chance for Mike McCarthy to get another head coaching job in this league is if somehow over these last few games, if Trey Lance turns into something. Because what is everyone in the NFL is always looking for a coach that can develop a young quarterback. And Trey Lance is still a blank slate. And yeah, he's not walking into the perfect situation, but if you can turn Trey Lance into something serviceable, I think it reinforces McCarthy's reputation for a quarterback developer.
This is a big swing you're taking there, Meg.
I'm just saying, if McCarthy wants to coach again, he's better off attaching himself to Trey Lance than Cooper Rush.
Also, he's a pure West Coast offense, like, quarterback sits there and short passes down the field guy. Like, Trey Lance doesn't even fit McCarthy. I think that feels a bit like a long shot that Trey Lance is going to get out there and ball out, and then everyone's going to be like, oh, maybe Mike McCarthy. If somebody hires Mike McCarthy next year, the media is going to destroy them.
No, it'll be the same thing that happens. Like, if he were to develop Lance in a way that was like, wow, look at Trey Lance, he's coming along, then take a year off and then you come back into it with a young QB.
Yeah, as Mike McCarthy does, he watches all the game tape.
Watch every step.
I don't know. I feel like it's going to be hard for McCarthy to get back in. I think he'll have to be an offensive coordinator first. And even then, I just don't know. I think that his stock is way down right now.
Oh, it is. 855-212-4227. So a lot of changes we think are afoot for the Cowboys. How about Dak Prescott in the building last night? Guy had surgery on a Wednesday in a totally different city.
Did you guys notice the brace he was wearing? I'm like, I recognize that brace. I don't know if you saw it, EJ. It's the exact same thing you were wearing when your patellar tendon broke. Literally, it was like this space age brace. He looked good.
EJ, how much did that brace weigh that you were wearing when you tore
probably
up your knee?
Probably about, God, I see it every day in my house too. I don't know, maybe 10 pounds, 15 pounds.
It's not nothing.
No, it's
you look like the Terminator with that thing.
It's bulky, it's big. Now, Dak's in the good phase where, like, because you can't bend your leg that much, like, this is probably more comfortable. When he gets to the phase where he can actually, like, walk and he still has to wear it, that's going to suck.
Yes! Here we go!
Somehow, being on the crutches and not being able to move actually was more comfortable wearing the brace than when I was able to walk. Because then it slides down. It's not as strapped in as you think. It's a mess.
Well, I that explains one thing. Dak Prescott looks very happy on the sideline. Like, it's like very content. I know he just got engaged this offseason and got a lot of money
during
coming his way.
During the season. The bye week.
That was during the bye week right on the golf course. Yeah, I mean.
Everyone's heads in it this season.
He knows his job is safe watching Cooper Rush.
Yeah. He just looked like a beacon of positivity up there. He watched it up high, right? Dak looked really good, actually. I'm like,
here we go.
He's going to be good next year, maybe.
We'll get into the future of Prescott and what the Dallas Cowboys can do to actually get their fans back, because they're gone. It sounded like a Texans home game.
I feel like the Cowboys may be entering that weird phase, like the Dave Campbell, Chan Gailey years.
Yeah.
It feels like that's where we're at, where we may be like 3 or 4 years of like irrelevant football.
Yep.
Well, remember there
and I
was.
I think everyone would appreciate a break. Yeah.
What was it, 98, where Jerry finally relented and hired Bill Parcells?
Yeah, it was 03.
Oh, 03. Yeah. Oh, okay. 03.
I'm just looking at it now. Yeah.
Now, maybe this is the year where he hires Bill Parcells, part two.
Belichick.
I mean, that is like, that's one way to get everybody back on board. Don't you think? That's a.
So once every 20 years, you get a good coach.
Yeah, basically.
I'm just kidding. McCarthy's not a bad coach. It's just.
Well, once every 20 years, you get a coach who is not going to listen to Jerry. So, Jerry, the fear is that, I mean, I think I've heard that Jerry hated having Parcells there because he wants to be in charge. So, I think this is a desperate situation, right? Like, Jerry's got to give up control.
We're beyond desperate. We passed desperate like 3 exits ago. Yeah. This thing is spiraling. Literally, sheet metal falling from the ceiling. And by the way, how lucky are they that nobody got hurt?
There was a guy standing right next to it when it landed.
Apparently, it was a producer from ESPN. That would have been devastating. You had 75,000 people in the building for the Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight, and now you just have 85,000 or Texans fans in there last night. We're so lucky that that didn't turn fatal and tragic. Come on, Jerry World.
Now you're blaming Jerry World?
I'm blaming everything.
You should have laughed at me when I said Jerry is going to give up control. That ain't happening.
No. I glossed over that.
The second I said that, I'm like, that didn't even merit a response.
It didn't even register. 855-212-4227. Okay. So that debacle last night from the Cowboys side of things. Texans get out of there with a win. Okay. We've got lots more to do. We've got a college coach who is on the hot seat, who I don't think we expected to be on the hot seat. We've got that for you. And so much more. Just getting going here on this Tuesday. Welcome aboard, 855-212-4227, Maggie and Perloff.
All right, Maggie, I won big thanks to Joe Mixon last night on Prize Picks.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, this is the first thing we talk about every day. It's the best place to get real money sports action while watching football. Over 10 million members, billions of dollars in awarded winnings. Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to all. It's so fun. You get Thursday night football, Friday night college football, Saturday football, Sunday football, Monday NFL, and then we get back to NBA tonight. I just love this app so much.
Yeah, this is phenomenal. Good thing I'm going less than on most of the Philadelphia 76ers, and that's where I'm coming up big on Prize Picks. Sorry, Perloff, but this is the easiest app I've ever used. All you got to do is download it. Then you just pick 2 or more players across any sport. You pick more or less on their projection. And that's it, guys. Then you can win up to 100 times your money. Just download the Prize Picks app today. This is what's important. Use the code M&P. Some people say MANDP. Get a $50 credit instantly when you play $5. That's code M&P on Prize Picks to get $50 credit instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It is guaranteed. Prize Picks. Run your game. Must be present in certain states where it's lawful to wager. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
Mand P.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff. What do we got here, Manny?
This is Beyonce.
Oh, Perloff. God. This is Beyonce. I forgot.
Cut his mic.
Because I don't know the Beyonce country album. Get out of here.
It was announced yesterday that she's going to be performing at halftime on Christmas on the Texans. I forgot who they're playing on Christmas on Netflix.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm aware of this.
It's being
pushed down my throat enough already. So the Cowboys game last night, there were so many funny moments to me. Like, the moment that summed it up is they hit a gigantic field goal, Brandon Arbery, to make it 20-13. I'm like, it's a touchdown game.
Yeah.
Penalty.
64-yarder.
64-yarder. Penalty. Comes back, and they go down the field, get to the 10-yard line, and don't get any points, and it's 20-10. Something about that game, it was 34-10 was the final score, and it didn't feel anything like a 34-10 game. Like, the Texans were letting the Cowboys hang around. If two things had gone differently for the Cowboys, it would have been a really close game. But which is way different. Last week, they totally no-showed. So I think baby steps out of this Cowboys team. That's the best I got. Man. It's the best I got. And listen, everything's about next year now.
I know. I've got some thoughts on what the Cowboys should do next year. I feel very strongly about them. But before we get to that, and you're welcome to weigh in, 855-212-4227. All right, Phil's up early in Pennsylvania. Phil, good morning.
Good morning, Maggie.
All right, it says here on the call screener, I'm doing something today that should be a show bet payoff.
It should be. Okay. I'm back in Texas. I'm here to pick up my wife. And once a year, I get my hair done. It is not known to me. My wife and my hairdresser do it, and I have no idea what they do to my hair until after it's done.
So could they do like an inverse mohawk?
The Friar Tuck?
They want to. I just know they're not going to cut it because my wife loves my long hair. Last year, it was in a pixelated style, like blocks, in fluorescent blue and fluorescent green. Seahawks Nation would have been proud. So, Maggie, I thought maybe for a show bet that, you know, you guys couldn't figure out, well, it doesn't work because Kansas City already lost, you could get your hair done the same way as me, even though I don't know what it is.
Phil, first of all, no shot. I pay hundreds of dollars to get my hair done, but you might. Wait, I'm sorry, Phil, back it up for a second.
Mm-hmm.
How long's your hair? Is it like down to your...
My hair's about a little over a foot long.
Okay, so you look like a member of a heavy metal band.
So we need a photo of this for sure, dude.
Number one, we definitely need a photo. Number two, you get your hair done once a year?
No, he gets a special bet done once a year.
Oh, okay.
I get my hair done once a year. Actually, my wife only gets hair done by this hairdresser because I'm in Pennsylvania. We were looking for years for a person to actually do her hair, wasted probably thousands of dollars, just decided when she was in Texas to try it once, went to a lady, the owner of the shop, told her what she wanted, did it once, and half the time at about a third of the price that we were being charged per shot up in Pennsylvania. So
man,
she gets it done when she arrives and when right before she leaves, twice a year.
Yeah, Phil, you've told me you kind of drive your wife to Texas so she can see her family, and you know, you're on the road, and we were talking about Perloff's driving to San Antonio. So, and you get it dyed several colors, is that what you said?
Oh yeah, it is not just, you know, getting a lock of hair done for a rave in Washington, D.C. to avoid, you know, rush hour traffic. This is actually foil to the roots permanent hair dye that I'll have for probably about, you know, 3 or 4 months. And then afterwards, it'll be all blonde because you dye it blonde first.
Wait, hey, I have a question. Did you drive? How long did it take?
It took 20 hours and 11 minutes.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
No, we've talked. Phil's got the whole route
between 20 hours and 21 hours.
Did you go to the bathroom?
Jama? Wait, so Phil,
yeah, you stopped to get gas and go to the bathroom. So probably think you made like 4 pit stops along the way.
He's wearing a diaper. Of course he stopped to go to the bathroom.
Well, I don't know.
Snacks.
20 hours, like...
you can hold it for 20 hours? What are you,
I'm just saying, like, to take 20 hours, you cannot spend a lot of time in that restroom.
Wait, so, Phil, you have no idea what colors your hair is getting dyed today?
Yep, we've done it for probably about the last 3 years or so. It's been a surprise every single time, and it's something fun for my wife to do, so... And I'm game for it, so I let her.
Wait, Phil, sorry, another question. You guys both get your hair done by the same person. Is it matching hairdos?
Oh, no.
Okay.
My wife has her own. I think she does chunks where one is, like, pitch black, and then the next chunk is platinum blonde, and then that's the way it is all the way around her head.
Man, and you guys
are cool.
The
problem was that other people couldn't, you know, get out the previous hair dye where it was a nice black and a nice platinum blonde. It was always, you know, some, like, residual color in the blonde. They couldn't get rid of it, so it didn't look right.
Oh, Phil, you and I could do a whole separate show about this. I love talking about this stuff. That is so cool. We'd love some photos if you want to share them. We'd love to see what the final product looks like.
Well, I do not have social media, so I'll have to have someone's phone number, and I can text a couple pictures if you want.
We got maggieandperloff at gmail.com. I check it every day.
I don't even have an email address.
Phil. Wait.
I just have my phone, and I could text you a photo.
Okay. Well, we got a number for you. We're going to put you on hold for a second.
All right.
Phil, you're dynamite, man, and I love the idea that that could be a show bet. Did you guys ever do that at DP show? Someone has to just get their hair cut or hair dyed?
I don't think so.
And they have no idea what the person's going to do?
No, I don't think that ever happened.
All right, so who's going to give Phil their number? Now, I would volunteer.
We already had a long discussion about that. While you guys were going on, Billy.
No. Jacques Alone?
Yeah, yeah, or somebody out.
So I would do it, but I already got into a... This was, I think Phil, I think the world of Phil, I don't think this would happen, but I already got into a very delicate situation where someone got a hold of my phone number and ended up being not very good. So it's not that I don't trust Phil, I just don't trust, I can't do that again or else management and HR might be like, what are you, an idiot? This already happened one time, you can't do this again.
We don't have a generic like text in line for contests. We never had something like that.
I don't think you can text images to that, can you?
Oh, probably true.
Because you know what we get a lot of.
Yeah.
What would that be?
Phil's got to get an email address, dude.
That's the other side of the story.
This is Phil. Yeah, no, he's, Maggie and Perloff at gmail.com. That's not hard.
Once he said he didn't have an email, I almost hung up on him. Because that's 2024, brother. Let's get an email, at least.
Does Mrs. Phil have an email?
Probably not.
No, I can't imagine that she wouldn't.
Someone in his family has to have an email address.
Yeah.
All right.
Is Nico here today?
How'd you leave it?
I told him to call back. We'll figure something out because I'm not giving him my phone number.
Yeah. We find the youngest person in the newsroom. Who...
Manny's the newest.
That's great.
I'm afraid about Manny and Phil just having each other's numbers now.
Text him your Knicks nonsense instead of me.
A lot of OG Anunoby all-star yeah. commentary.
Hey, you guys are going to be very, very upset when we look forward in February and it's the all-star break and OG Anunoby is in Indianapolis or wherever the hell it is. This year.
Send your Jericho Sims gifts to...
What a king. Did you see his dunk last night? My goodness. I digress. Keep going, you guys.
Jericho Sims gifts. Sounds like a made up.
That's a Mad Libs.
I kind of want to see Phil's hair, though, don't you?
Well, it's got to happen. So my thing is, like, it's not urgent for us to see it today.
That's true. Or, it's going to last for a while.
And he always calls the show. I told him you'll call at some point and we'll figure out a plan B.
To get this photo. It's 2024. How do you get somebody a photo? Tell him, can we send him a Polaroid, like a disposable?
Yeah, I'm just thinking about all the ways that, like, I always think of all the ways, like, I can get fired. And I'm like, giving someone here their phone number is definitely something where Dave Marinick calls me in his office being like, so why do you think it was a good idea to give someone their personal number?
This is what they do. Walk us through your thought process. It's like we're getting interviewed post-game and going for it on a fourth and two. Walk us through the thought process of why you thought it was okay to give out phone numbers on the show. Again, I already had a bad experience with this, but it was many years ago. Phil's right. Do you guys know anything about when you want to dye your hair different colors, like green or blue?
Yeah, Lucy, my daughter, always goes, she dyes her hair, and she goes blonde first, peroxide or something?
First, you got to dye a platinum blonde, so it's like a blank slate, and then you dye it. I've seen horror stories with this. Women whose hair's fallen out, just tough. But if you get a professional to do it, they know.
Not ideal.
So, Matt, you were very much saying this will never happen for you, but you have... In the past, had multiple colored hair.
I know, and I did that once, and I was a freshman in college.
Sometimes you got to go back to the old gimmick, just like in wrestling. Every now and then, you just got to bring it back for nostalgia.
I'd be more likely to wear the onesie singlet back on here or rip my shirt off like Hulk Hogan before I'm going back to the tricolor hair.
Tricolor?
I was a hair model for a day. We're going to use the term model loosely.
The hand model?
They paid me $100. It cost me $350 to fix it. And then they cut it on stage in front of a bunch of people at a hair show.
Was this a bet you lost? This doesn't sound fun.
No. Do you understand that it's like secretly every woman's dream that someone would come up to them in a mall or something and be like, have you ever modeled? It's like, have
you fallen for that? Wow, Washington, D.C. sounds fun.
Listen, I was fresh off the bus from Binghamton, okay? Like,
golly gee, sir, I haven't.
I was like, I'm sorry, what?
I'm in Binghamton.
Little me? I'm Mama, new in town. Like, we want to take you to this hotel room. I was like, sign me up.
We're
bad
not
ideas,
anymore,
guys.
Mommy.
Yeah. Left and right.
1, 2, 3. Yeah.
Here's my number, Phil.
We just want to take you to a hotel room and take your photo. Don't let people do this kind of thing. I wasn't alone, by the way. It was just the buddy system, but and it was a bunch of women who were soliciting this, but still, it was a bad idea. And it ended badly.
Sounds like it.
Yep. Ended poorly. I do have the photo. I showed you guys, right? I found it.
No.
The photo of me in college.
You were like, oh, I'm going to find this photo. I'm going to show you guys. And then just it never happened.
I got it. I don't know if I look of sound body and mind, so I can't post it on social, but you'll at least see the hair.
Okay.
Yeah. Guys, this is back in the day when you couldn't just take a million photos like on a digital, it was like a disposable camera. The fact that this exists is like a diamond in the rough.
What are you guys even talking about?
You're going to go under a hood.
A light bulb actually exploded.
God. We lost Perloff 10 minutes ago. Bogush, yep. Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
He's with Phil somewhere in Kansas.
Here comes an update. So you're staying away. Headlines.
I was very worried that I gave Phil his phone number.
Wouldn't you?
Wouldn't that
no.
be the amazing
I did not. No.
No, but he's going to DM you again, so get all your fancy follows ready for another.
Yeah. Nick has our number.
Nick texts me all the time. It's lovely. Nick and I are great text friends.
But to be fair, we met Nick's kids.
Nick's part of my family. No, and Phil, I like Phil, too.
We like Phil, too.
The not having an email scared us all. We're going to be totally honest. Like, he sounds like he's somewhat off the grid.
He drives 20 hours to Texas regularly, it sounds like. I mean,
once a month.
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, listen, he's a fellow Eagles fan, bro.
This is your people.
This is your tribe.
And we were all in on the long drives, the blind hairstyling, the colors. And yeah. He goes, I don't have an email. We were like, okay, show's over.
Yeah, that's
everyone
what got
walk
us.
Away slowly.
I have Phil's email. I have Phil's physical address.
Yeah, that's he true, gave that did. Away pretty easily. But
he has our address, too. Maybe he could just take a photo and send it.
He could do that. I honestly, that's probably the best bet.
But wait, actually, why would you not have email?
Honestly, the amount of
man can't find
triage
you.
And the amount of spam I get, sometimes I wish I didn't have email.
Yeah.
But can you do anything without an email these days?
I imagine not.
A credit card. Like,
right.
You need to exist digitally.
Maybe he's a cash guy. Maybe he's a gold bars guy.
Maybe he's he's definitely a
the disgraced senator from New Jersey.
Definitely a fugitive.
Like Ron Swanson.
He's definitely a fugitive.
Oh, he's definitely a fugitive.
I'd say his name is not Phil.
34% of our audience is fleeing from the federal government.
Why he changes his hair every month.
On the lam.
Just be amazing flex to be a fugitive yet call into a radio show minimum twice a week.
I would say a good chunk of our audience is hiding from something.
You said the Dan Patrick Show. You guys got a lot of calls from
a lot of prison.
D-block.
A lot of prison.
Yeah, that's fine.
But if you look at the map of where our show is, trust me, it's in heavy fugitive land.
That's what
there are
love
a lot of people out there hiding from the federal government. Let's put it that way.
Is he calling on a burner? Does he hang up and snap his phone in half and throw the SIM card away?
You guys laugh. If you ever dive into our audience, you do not want to know what's going on.
Well, I feel like these are your people because you always want you're building some kind of shelter. You're thinking about how you're getting to Canada.
Preppers?
If the asteroid's coming, you're on a bike to Vermont. You've talked
about
this.
No, I talk about that. I've done nothing. Instead of prepping in any real way, I have a bottle of water in my Brooklyn apartment.
One bottle.
Yeah, one bottle. I am not exactly
done. One can of tuna fish.
Yeah. I'm coming out to rural New Jersey where you are.
Come on out.
Yeah. You're actually going down in the first wave, too.
I can only hope.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be good with the zombies around.
We wouldn't. We could go to Phil's house, but we don't know how to email him to tell him we're coming.
Show up with a bunch of Hot Topic hair dye. We made it. Okay, headlines.
They're sponsored by Mint Mobile. Switch and get half off unlimited premium wireless at mintmobile.com/score.
I hate Manny.
It is too much fun watching the Cowboys go through this. Their roof is falling apart. They can't win at home. They fumble, then recover, then fumble again for a touchdown. Their pets' heads are falling off. Here's head coach Mike McCarthy.
We have a lot of moving parts going on, and we just have to be cleaner and more detailed. In certain spots, we're not playing well enough.
That being said, Monday Night Football in Dallas was still kind of up for grabs early fourth quarter, but that's when Cooper Rush was stripped. O-lineman Tyler Guyton recovered but tried to run and fumbled himself. D-lineman Derek Barnett picked that one up and ran 28 yards for the knockout points. The Texans eventually winning 34-10, extending the Dallas skid to 5 games. But it wasn't pretty either for Houston. Here's head coach DeMeco Ryans.
We're very thankful for this moment, thankful for this opportunity to play on Monday Night Football. It's a big deal for us. A lot of young guys haven't played here before, so I'm really proud of the way our guys competed and finished today.
Joe Mixon ran for 109 yards and three scores. Nico Collins caught four passes, 54 yards in his return from a hamstring injury. A sick Joel Embiid was doubtful for last night's Sixers game in Miami, and then he started and played 31 minutes because he's him and they're the Sixers.
That's good.
Embiid's presence didn't matter because of Jimmy Butler.
Here's Tyler. Found Jimmy underneath. He tries to reverse it, miss it, got it right back and in. 30 on the board. 22's back, everybody.
Jason Jackson, Heat Radio. Jimmy Butler, 30 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists. They're missing a couple with his own injury issues. The Heat cruising to a 106-89 win. Embiid, 11 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists in his 31 minutes.
Maybe the most Andrew Bogus tweet of all time last night after it was announced that Joel Embiid was doubtful, was playing. That's not how doubtful works from Andrew Bogus.
I thought it was definitely South Beach flu, but then maybe he just got like a IV and got back out there.
I mean, he doesn't look healthy or interested or anything, but the fact that the playing status annoyed you just made me really happy last night.
That was, and I quote tweeted Shams too. I was nervous to do that, but yeah, it's like you can't go from doubtful to I'm good, give me 30 minutes.
It's the NBA.
Yeah.
Why did he go out? I don't even understand.
When it comes to Joel Embiid's injury situation.
Clap your hands, everybody.
It does feel like Kawhi Leonard's a face of load management, and that is shifting to Joel Embiid, I would say.
I think Kawhi's legitimately falling apart.
Yeah, he's really injured.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was the original load management guy. And
right.
Yeah, anyway.
But he never went to doubtful to playing. He was just always questionable, then never mind.
Well, I think what's funny is that we're not giving him any credit from going from doubtful to
he wants it, too. Here, listen, this is what he said after the game last night.
I always wanted to give it a chance. So, you know, as long as, you know, I felt like I could be out there and not faint, then, you know, I was going to try regardless.
I always want to give it a chance. I rarely do, but I want to give it a chance.
Is this not serious?
And we laughed, and we laughed, and
I want to be out there as long as I'm not fainting? Is that what he said?
I don't know what the last part was.
As long as I can be out there and not faint.
Going to be honest, we're going to need some fainting because everyone doesn't believe that you're really hurt.
I would not want to be around that man if he fainted. He's 7'1", 350. If he fell on you, that would be terrible.
He's on the floor all the time anyway.
And imagine him falling on you, Perloff, 6'1", 140 pounds.
You think I'm 6'1", 140 pounds?
6'4", 140.
My bad.
I feel like everyone who
That's
plays
the
with
biggest
the Sixers
insult
just
you
eventually
could...
turned.
I don't even understand that. What?
Sorry, EJ. Manny derailed the show because he shortchanged Perloff 3 inches on his height.
Perloff 6'4"?
I'm 6'3.5".
Oh,
rounding up, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm definitely not 140 pounds.
That was crazy. That's Nico, yeah, that's Nico territory.
Ninth grade, you nailed me, but
what are you now, 155?
I weigh like 199.
Right. He's tall. I mean,
199. You're not going to round up there?
I don't know. No, I mean, that was kind of a guess. I was kind of rounding up from 195.
I would have rounded down to 195.
But what do men do? You guys round up on your weight or you round down on your weight? I know what you do on your height.
Round up?
I think it depends. You want to, if you are feeling bad, you want to round down. And to me, like 6'4", 195 sounds better than 6'4", 200. I don't know why. It sounds more like a wide receiver.
Mm.
And what, 200 is a tight end?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think Perloff should be 200 pounds.
200 does sound like a lot. That's why I said 199.
I don't think you're 200.
I'm not sure.
Unless you're that dense.
I'm not sure. But also, too, I mean, let's be honest. Look at my physique. Muscle weighs more than fat.
When you said something about being dense, I was like, just let it go. Let it go. No, you got the muscle mass. So everyone knows it weighs more than fat.
What, Manny, what's your measurables? What's your combine measurement?
I round up 5'9".
No.
Oh, yeah.
You're taller than 5'9".
I wish, brother. Anyway, on a good day, buck 90. On a bad day, 200.
What?
If the Knicks are on a 3-game skid, 210.
Yeah. I'll just eat my weight and double my weight, and all of a sudden I'm 210 pounds. I've gotten as heavy as 200 pounds. I've been as low recently as like a buck 80, I think.
Wow. I had no idea.
I don't know what any of this means for any of us.
Maggie, are you good at evaluating men's weight? Probably not, right?
No, really bad at it.
Yeah, men don't know what women weigh either.
For me, for years, I was told I was short and fat, so.
Really? I've never thought that. I think you've grown.
My, how you've grown, little Manny.
I don't think you're 5'9". I think you're a good 5'10".
Well, you know what? Let's update the Tinder bio then.
Tinder bio, Perloff says I'm 5'10".
McLovin said I'm 5'10".
The only reasons Andrea stayed with our date was that I didn't lie about my height.
Well, you get a little extra from the hair, too.
Well, this is before the hair.
Oh, okay.
This was, I was low cut at this time. And when she said I said I was 5'11 on my profile, she was like, oh, you got to shave off 3 inches. And then I showed up. She was like, whoa, he's actually 5'11".
Look at that.
So, guys, don't lie on the profile.
You don't round up to 6 feet tall?
No. I thought about it too, and I was like, because also we play basketball. Like the basketball culture is always
in shoes.
You always round up.
Yeah.
But I was like, I don't think that's a good thing with this.
Can we put a poll question up? Do men round up or down on their weight? I know what you do with your height. 855-212-4227. All right, folks, got to cut that short. We'll get back to you next hour. Coming up, who's coaching for their job in the NFL? This is not Mike McCarthy. We got someone totally different for you. Don't move. A lot going on today. Cowboys lost. That's kind of back burner right now because found out that one of our very loyal listeners, Phil in Pennsylvania, has a tradition with his wife where he gets his hair dyed in ridiculous and extravagant and bright looking colors, professionally done once a year. He and his wife both do it. They have no idea what the hairstylist is going to do. It's just like a surprise. And it stays for like 3 or 4 months. So we asked Phil, send us a photo. We want to see the finished product today. He's got no email address. He's got no email. In this, the year of our Lord, 2024, no email. Glenn is in Wisconsin. Glenn, you've got something on this about the no email?
Yeah, so we do this all the time for our work where you just put in the email address on the new text line instead of a phone number. And it'll actually convert the text message over to an email and send it right to your email address.
Oh, okay. Sure. That works?
So we do that for work all the time. And so if you don't have an email, you can just open up your new text, put in your email address instead of a phone number. And it will send it to your email.
Okay, so Phil, if you're listening, just send the photo on your phone to maggieandperloff@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Thank you, Glenn. How's everything going in Wisconsin?
It's going great. Got a little rain, a little wet this morning, but still nice and warm, so can't complain.
How's your family?
Doing great.
That's good.
All right, Glenn, see ya. Thank you for that. I hope that Phil's listening.
It kind of makes sense. What are you saying?
You can email? I didn't know that. Let's try it right now. We'll try it in the break.
I mean, it's an SMS. You can send an SMS message in theory to anything that will accept it. So why not an email address?
Sure.
Can we talk about anything football? I don't care if it's college, pro, XFL.
I thought we were going to talk a little about Wisconsin Badgers there, but yeah. Maybe Glenn's more just of a Packer fan. I wasn't sure.
I
gave him the option. You want to talk about the Giants and Brian Daboll?
No.
Coaching for his career?
I said football. I'd rather talk about Glenn's Wisconsin Badgers firing their offensive coordinator. No, Brian Daboll. What's up with that headline? Brian Daboll staying? How?
Okay, so there's kind of two competing headlines here. The first is that there was a vote of confidence that was given recently by owner John Mara. Now, he was like on a red carpet for like a film premiere. So this is one is it wasn't exactly, you know, sitting with the press corps, but that's fine. Gave this sort of vote of confidence. They don't want to be on this cycle anymore where they just keep firing coaches and hiring new coaches. Now, our pal Jordan Schultz put this out yesterday on social media. While ownership has suggested he'll return, there is a growing sense that Brian Daboll, Giants head coach, is coaching for his job over the final 7 games. That's part of why he chose Tommy DeVito over Drew Locke as the starting quarterback. I guess he believes that DeVito gives them a better shot to win than Drew Locke. They paid Drew Locke like $5 million to come be the backup. It's not nothing. Apparently, the relationship between Daniel Jones and the Giants has been described as, quote, a bit awkward, multiple sources say, especially with the organization publicly exploring other quarterback options, including during Hard Knocks this past offseason. It was like flirting with someone new while your date is still at the table, one source said.
Yeah, Tommy DeVito's stats are good last year. 64% completion percentage, 8 touchdowns, 3 picks. Maybe they should have started Tommy Cutlets from week 1.
There's no reason why they should want to win games right now. And the organization has to either, you got to you know what, or get off the pot here with Brian Daboll. And if you really want to get off of the coaching cycle and circus, then you hired a guy who's good with quarterbacks and good with the offense. Stick with him.
Yeah, I mean, if they really wanted to lose, they should put Dan Jones back in. But it's the injury concern.
It's the injury guarantee.
Yeah, I'm telling you, DeVito's going to win some games.
It's the worst thing for them. They want to be picking number one overall. That should be the goal right now for the Giants. Look at what happens when they pick sixth.
Tell that to Tommy DeVito's agent, Maggie.
This guy back in our lives. Lovely. Coming up next, let's talk Niners.